104.1 FM Buckets Radio. Matt Ellis with you for Extra Cover. And as we like to do on the show, we're having a look at the Sheffield Shield competition. It was a drawn game, this one between New South Wales and Western Australia, played at the neutral venue of the Bert Sutcliffe Oval in Lincoln, New Zealand. Great to see some Sheffield Shield cricket going across the ditch. And New South Wales made the most of batting conditions on the opening day. They played very well to make 402. Lots of guys getting half centuries in the top four. In fact, all of the top four getting half centuries. Daniel Hughes, 65. Ed Cowan, 57. Fairly controversial one, that one, that dismissal. Curtis Patterson, 75. Nick Maddison, the skipper, 69. And the other run scorers there was Sean Abbott. He made 49. The bowling card, lots of individual wicket takers, but it was young David Moody, 3 for 91, claiming the bulk of the wickets, 2 for 23 for Ashton Turner as well, in New South Wales innings of 402 all out. Western Australia in reply piled on 491, and that was largely due to a magnificent performance from the Australian Domestic Cricketer of the Year at the Allan Border Medal, Adam Voges, 149. The only way he could get out was run out by the great Ben Rorer. So 149 there for Voges, really setting the platform. Sam Whiteman, very impressive as well. He made 93, 48 for Nathan Rimmington. And Cameron Bancroft at the top of the order making 45 as well, and 37 for Klinger. 3 wickets apiece for Nathan Lyon, Trent Copeland and Dougie Bollinger. Great to see Trent Copeland back in the baggy blue. New South Wales had another bat and they got the wobbles a little bit. 5 for 155 at the close of proceedings. Peter Neville, 69, the top scorer there. And Joel Parris doing his job with the ball, 4 for 37 from 18 overs. Very handy stuff indeed from the left-hand quick. So that one ending in a draw, and New South Wales getting ready for their next fixture. I think they're off to Coffs Harbour to take on South Australia. That one later in the month, from the 25th to the 28th of February. New South Wales, that's their next home game. They're playing that one there. And they'll have a fixture against Western Australia, return fixture of the one they just played with WA. They'll head over to the Wacker Ground in Perth, I'm assuming, for that one. And that gets underway on Valentine's Day. So what better way to say I love you than a day at the Sheffield Shield? I'm sure there'll be lots of young ladies in Perth just hoping that someone might give them a call and invite them down to the Sheffield Shield on Valentine's Day for a great day of cricket between New South Wales and WA. Time now for us to get back into the music. And when we come back, we'll be talking more Sheffield Shield right here on 104.1 FM, Buckets Radio.